Chapter 11. The villagers, the legionnaires, Sasha and Brenoir, they all fell silent. The Etin had said in words all could understand, "The women are all dead." Children sobbed. Tears watered in men's eyes. The hardened soldiers' faces were creased in worry. And there stood the second Etin, arms folded over his chest, gloating.
"No women to trade."
All four of its brows lifted.
"But let my brother go. No more harm. No more death, scaly one."
"You lie,"
I said. I've said it before. I'm good at telling the truth from a lie. And Brenoir had already told me 1,000 times that giants are liars. But the villagers, they didn't know that. The soldiers didn't either. I searched for Sasha. She was tending to the wounded in the field. I hoped maybe she could contact Bezog, tell him to hurry. At the moment, we were at a standstill. I had to buy time. I had to calm the villagers.
"Ben?"
He ran over to me, marveled at the Etins, then turned to me.
"Yes, Dragon?"
"He's lying. The women aren't dead. Spread the word around." He started to run off.
"And be convincing."
The villagers wouldn't stand for this much longer. They'd attack. Some of the soldiers, and more of them, would die. I couldn't let that happen.
"I'm losing my patience, Etin."
I turned my bow on the second Etin.
"Perhaps it's you that would be better off without one head. Perhaps one doesn't agree so much with the other."
The Etins scratched their heads, turned to one another, and whispered in Etish. I couldn't understand it. I whispered to Brenoir,
"Get your chest."
"Why?"
he said.
"Just do it."
"And what?"
"I don't know. Think of something. Ask Sasha."
Brenoir looked at me and the Etin's knee.
"Just one more lick, eh?"
He lifted his bushy black brows.
"Go."
"All right, then."
He hopped down and marched off. The Etins turned back to me. The second one scratched one of its heads. The first one looked worried. At least I had them thinking.
"You won't shoot. You shoot, we smash people."
"I shoot, one of you won't be smashing anything. And I need to remind you I have plenty of arrows."
I knew one of my arrows would hurt him. But kill them? Maybe. And I wasn't so sure it was all right to kill an Etin, even if it had killed many innocent people. It was all confusing, but I should be able to outsmart an Etin. The Etin ducked. My arrow sailed high over his head.
"Ah, you missed."
No, I didn't. Take a look behind you,"
I said. The Etin's heads turned. The Etin flinched and covered its eyes. Everyone screamed. Less than 100 yards past the second Etin, 100-foot-tall oak cracked and groaned. Its trunk was bigger than the Etin's hairy legs. It wavered, teetered, and toppled and crashed to the ground. The second Etin turned to me, grunting, scratching its heads. A worried look grew on its faces. I had another arrow aimed right at it. It said,
"Think about this."
"You do that, Etin. In the meantime,"
I said, pointing my bow at its brother,
"I'll keep a close eye, a very close one, on your brother."
"No shoot,"
it said.
"No shoot."
Its chest rose up and down under my feet. I could feel its heart beating in my toes, heavy, rapid thumps. It was worried. The more worried, the better. It gave me control. For some reason, I was thirsty. I felt really hot and uncomfortable, not to mention the Etin's hot breath was so foul and nasty. It took away my appetite. Still, something else was gnawing at my stomach. Earlier, I'd felt great. I had 2 dragon arms. I was bigger, faster, and stronger. Now I felt so small and ineffective. I wasn't sure how to fight a monster over 30 feet tall. Its hands were so big that it could squeeze my head off, snap me like a twig. Perhaps I wasn't such a big deal in Nelsonbor after all. The second Etten turned and took a knee, facing me and its brother. It spoke quieter.
Let my brother go, and we'll bring back your women,
the head on the left said.
I thought you said they were all dead.
I didn't say they were alive,
the head on the right said.
But at least you could bury them.
It chuckled and showed a toothy grin. Now I had to wonder, did one head lie? Did the other head tell the truth? It was best to assume they both lied, but it angered me. It was a horrible thought, them killing innocent women. I adjusted my bow, drew it tight, aimed at the last head that had spoken.
I've had enough. Take us to the women, or your brother will suffer.
All right, it said. We'll take you. Just please put down your bow. We don't want to lose a head. We don't want to have a hold in us.
It leaned back.
You win, Dragon Man.
That's better.
I unknocked my arrow.
Now, tell me where the...
The first Etten sneezed. My footing shifted, and I dropped to my seat. The disgusting spray was all over me.
Yuck!
I said, slinging my hands and wiping my face. The first Etten's bindings were breaking. A howl of villagers and soldiers went up in the air.
What's going...
A big hand swatted me from its chest. I tumbled to the ground and Akron fell from my grasp. Above me, the second Etten was cutting the cords with a stone knife I hadn't noticed earlier. I dove for my bow. The first Etten slapped its hand over it.
No boom boom for you, Dragon Man.
They had me surrounded. A pair of great hands clutched after me. I ducked under a swinging fist and hopped over a clutching hand. They were quick for being so big. Their size negated my speed. Fists bigger than barrels shook the ground. Big fingers grasped for me. I went for my sword. The second Etten backhanded me and flattened me to the ground. The first Etten scooped me up in both hands, pinning my arms to my sides. I flexed my dragon arms.
I tried to kick, but I could only move my toes.
The Ettens chuckled.
Look what we have here, big brother,
the first Etten said.
We got us a dragon man. Let's take him, throw him in the pot, and turn him to stew like the others.